Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, January 30th. Many rural parts of Colorado don't have access to high-speed internet. Governor John Hickenlooper says correcting that must be a priority for lawmakers if the state wants to recruit and grow economies outside of the Denver metro area. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is hoping to tackle that challenge. Benta Berkland discusses the issue with State House reporters as part of our weekly Capitol Conversation.
Joining us, we have Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. Big topic across the state, something lawmakers grapple with every year, and we have a pretty significant broadband bill coming up for its first hearing.
This bill will be heard by the Business, Labor, and Technology Committee. It's sponsored by Senator Don Corum of Montrose and President Pro Tem Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling. This is an issue that's been near and dear to lawmakers' hearts, and they've been battling and not coming up with really strong solutions for this since 2011. The bill is going to take something known as the High Cost Support Mechanism, which is this dreadful titled fund, that's actually a surcharge that everyone pays on your phone bills and on your cell phone bills as well. It's known as the universal service charge. It's 2.6% of your bill. Goes into this high cost support mechanism. It has been used to subsidize the cost of providing high cost phone service in underserved areas. Since 2014, lawmakers have tried to redirect at least a portion of that to something known as the Broadband Deployment Fund. That's kind of been stuck in a couple of lawsuits. One has been resolved and the other is still working its way through the courts. But what this bill will do is take 20% of that fund and direct it to the broadband fund. In 5 years, it'll basically be wiped out. The high cost support mechanism won't exist anymore, and all that money will go into subsidizing the cost of providing high speed internet to rural communities.
Ed, from the governor on down, a lot of business groups, economic development people say it's critical to have broadband in all parts of the state, and a lot of rural areas especially lack that. It's part of modern society.
Yeah, the backdrop to this is that over the past year, year and a half especially, Hickenlooper's Office of Economic Development and International Trade has been trying to shift its focus from bringing in companies and jobs to the Front Range area, because frankly, they're coming whether or not we're recruiting them or not, to the idea of getting companies that are willing to locate in more rural areas, some of these areas along the Western Slope, maybe even the Eastern Plains, the San Luis Valley, that are having trouble attracting companies. And having broadband is a key to this. Otherwise, you're out on an island on your own. You're not able to work as quickly. You're not able to connect to the rest of the world. Pushing a company to go to an area like this already means convincing them you don't need to be within an hour of DIA, the sixth largest airport in America, to connect to the rest of the world. You can do this from a remote location. And this is why it's so critical. And this is why this is one of the top issues for business groups across the state this year.
Also a pretty top issue for people in the education field, medical field, when you think of telemedicine and students. I remember meeting a group of students from Eastern Colorado, and I was trying to get their contact information. None of them had internet in their house. This was a year ago. And so you think of all the things people need the internet for. Marianne, is it something going to pass this year?
This bill has the possibility, I think, of being the grand bargain of the 2018 session. It has strong bipartisan support, enough strong sponsors that I think it really could make it all the way to the governor's desk.
What would be the biggest hang-up, Ed?
The biggest hang-up is probably CenturyLink, whose ox is getting gored in this. They're the one who get most of the funds right now from the high-cost support mechanism. They say that has been a promise that's been made to them, that they are still trying to get good phone service out to these areas, and that there are especially a lot of elderly people who want phone service. They're not going to be connected to the world by broadband. So you're going to have to overcome a big company's wishes to continue doing what they're doing.
Thanks. Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal, Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.
Roz Brown has this story about a global inequality report from the charity organization Oxfam. Colorado is home to 8 of the world's richest people, including 7 men and 1 woman.
Last year, billionaires saw their wealth increase enough to end extreme poverty around the world 7 times over. That's according to the Reward Work, Not Wealth report from the global charity organization Oxfam. It says 82% of the wealth created in 2017 went to the top 1%, and that a new billionaire was created every 2 days. Paul O'Brien, Oxfam America's Vice President for Policy and Advocacy, says this growing inequality isn't good news for workers.
It's not a good time to be a worker on the wrong end of the economic chain. What we essentially have are market economies where the markets aren't being regulated, and the rules are essentially being rigged by those who can afford to do so. And that's where you see extreme wealth emerging and people getting stuck.
Some have criticized the report, saying it buries the good news that the bottom 50% of income earners around the world actually are doing better than previously thought. The report focuses on the inequality women face in the workplace. It says women provided an estimated $10 trillion in unpaid work, caring for someone else in 2017. Charlie Ergen, the founder of Dish Network, is Colorado's richest man, with a fortune estimated at $4.4 billion. O'Brien says a lot of wealthy people contribute substantially to charities, but adds that the wealthy also have power to hurt the rest of society when they don't share their prosperity.
If human dignity is dependent on everybody having enough power and rights to be able to lift themselves out of poverty, to live with dignity, should any individual have that much power?
The Oxfam report also has been chided as overly critical of capitalism and free markets. O'Brien says it's the opposite, that the organization actually wants to see markets work for everyone.
How do we actually create incentives for companies to grow, markets to work, without creating these extreme realities for people on both ends of the equation?
O'Brien says government should incentivize business structures that are more beneficial to workers, such as cooperatives, and find a way to compensate people who work in the care economy. For Colorado News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
President Donald Trump delivers his first State of the Union address tonight. Advanced copies of the speech circulated yesterday, and the president is expected to address immigration, health care, and the fight against terrorism, among other topics, in tonight's speech to Congress. Colorado Democrats have already released their statement about the speech. Democratic Party Chair Morgan Carroll said, quote, "Trump has proven time and time again that we cannot trust what he says. His actions, which include cutting taxes for himself, at the expense of the middle class, trying to rip health care away from millions, obstructing justice, and attacking workers' rights, the environment, immigrants, and other communities of color, speak much louder than any words he will read to Congress on Tuesday." End quote. Stay tuned to KVNF tonight at 7 p.m. for NPR's live coverage of the State of the Union address. NPR will air the speech in its entirety, including the response by Massachusetts Representative Joe Kennedy III. That's the State of the Union address tonight, live on KVNF at 7 p.m. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.